السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is an eat of what Allah has provided for you of that which is lawful, halal, and that which is tayyib, pure and good. Alhamdulillah. All praises are for Allah, who has apportioned in His wisdom all livelihood and sustenance, and who has commanded us to seek a living through the halal, and to nourish ourselves with that which is pure and wholesome, the tayyib. And I bear witness with every facet of my being that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, adoration, nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one, having no competing second in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader, our Sayyid, our Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah, and is His sent messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. O Allah, send Your salutations, peace and blessings upon our Prophet Muhammad, and upon all of his family and companions, and upon whomsoever follows them in the best of ways till the last day. Amma ba'd. I advise you, dutiful servants of Allah and myself, to adhere to a heartfelt consciousness or taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for He, the most gloriously transcendent, states, وَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي أَنْتُمْ بِهِ مُؤْمِنُونَ. And eat of what Allah has provided for you, of that which is lawful and that which is good. And fear Allah, in whom you are believers. Ayyuhal Muslimun, O you who are Muslims. Allah, the Azeem, the Most Majestic, informs us in the Quran that wherein He says, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. And there is no creature on earth except that upon Allah is its provision. And He knows its place of dwelling, and He knows its place of storage. All of this is in a kitabin mubin, a clear register. Brothers and sisters, what this verse indicates is reminding us that it is Allah who is solely responsible for apportioning the rizq, the provision of all of creation, whether that rizq appear to be small or whether that rizq appear to be large. For indeed, it is Allah who is solely the one who creates, and it is Allah who is solely the one who apportions and places therein the provision of those of His inhabitants who will live in this earth. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regards to the people of the ard, people of the earth, He says, وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَعَائِشِ وَمَنْ لَسْتُمْ لَهُ بِرَازِقِينَ. And He said, and we have made for you therein means of livelihood. And for those for whom you are not, رَازِقِينَ, you are not for them providers. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who provides for everyone. And this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the nature of the earth and has made it an abode of constant good for those who abide therein. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ مِنْ فَوْقِهَا وَبَارَكَ فِيهَا وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is the one who is placed on the earth firmly set mountains, right? Min fawqiha, over its surface. And He is the one who has wabaraka fiha, who has blessed it therein, waqaddara fiha aqwataha, and has determined the qut, the sustenance that will be for those of its inhabitants. And so from this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He says, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعْلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا, He is the one who has made for you the earth in a state of humility. فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. So you utilize and walk in its parts and eat of its sustenance, for to him will be the nushur, to him will be the resurrection. And so part of the way of this sustenance is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us or called us to eat and partake with that which is halal and pure. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ كُلُوا مِمَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. He said, O mankind, eat from that whatever is on earth that is halal and that which is طيب, that which is halal, lawful, and that which is good. Now, the طيب, that which is good, halal is, as most of us will know, it is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made permissible. It's that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed for us as a means to draw nearer to Him. But the طيب has been defined by the ulama as everything which outwardly benefits the body and inwardly benefits the soul, is wholeheartedly accepted by the soul. And so it is kamil wa shamil. It is inclusive of the outward and the inward. And in this thing, it is something that draws us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala singled out the prophets and the messengers, alayhi salam, alayhim as-salam, upon all of them be peace, with this nida, with this call, when he said, Ya ayyuha rusulu kulu min tayyibati wa'amalu saliha, inni bima ta'amaluna alim. He said, O messengers, eat from the طيبات, from that which is pure, and do acts of righteousness, صالحة, acts of righteousness. For indeed I, with regards to whatsoever you do, am عليم, all-knowing. And so the way of the prophets was to eat from that which is pure. And so this is a higher maqam, this is higher than just the halal, because the halal is mubah, the halal is simply permissible, but the tayyib, this is the way of wara, this is the way of someone of taqwa, this is the way of someone who's hoping to draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what they eat in every moment. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't stop in telling us that we should only do the halal, He also said tayyiba. So this is something we should seek, and one of the ways that we seek it is also the nature of our own rizq, right? How are we earning our money? How is our kasb? How is our way of earning? How is our profession and the means by which we have income? How does this lead to that which we spend upon? And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in alluding to that which is tayyib, alluded to the nature of our income and the nature of how we earn money. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma akala ahadun ta'amun qat." He said, "Nobody has ever eaten food better than." خَيْرًا مِنْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ مِنْ عَمَلِ يَدِهِ. Better than that which they eat from the money earned by the work that is done by their own hands. وَإِنَّ نَبِيَ اللَّهِ دَعُودَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. And indeed the Prophet of Allah, Sayyidina Da'ud عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, كَانَ يَأْكُلُ مِنْ عَمَلِ يَدِهِ. He used to eat from that which he did with his own hands. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked in similar regards by the Sahaba, what is the best of ways that we can earn income? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, عَمَلُ الرَّجُلِ بِيَدِهِ. He said, the earnings that a man gets by working with his own hands, وَكُلُّ بَيْعٍ مَبْرُورٍ. And every single form of trade that has bir in it, that is righteous, every form of righteous trade. So these are one of the best of ways by which we can have halal risk. But not just halal, tayyib. We can have the best of forms of our income. And if our income is tayyib, then that will feed itself into our amal. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joined between كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا. Allah joined between eat from that which is pure and do that which is righteous. Because one follows the other. If we have that which is pure in our bodies, then even just purely energetically and physically, we feel more disposed to do that which is good. Right? At the level of the body, we'll have more nashat, more avidness and more eagerness and more presence, hudur, in what we do. But also at the level of the inward, at the level of the ruh, at the level of the souls, our hearts will incline to that which is good. Our hearts will naturally be responding to that which is good. That's why We shouldn't underestimate the simple act of what we eat. And that is why, brothers and sisters, if you look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and more to the point, if you look at the Sahaba, the companions who follow them, because someone could say, oh, that's the Anbiya, and the Anbiya are masoom, they're people who are infallible, and then how can we hope to attain their ranks? Tayyib, then what about the Sahaba? What about those who followed them? Those who followed them still embody this attribute, and you find the wara, the avidness, and the avidness to look into whether something is halal or haram being so big with the Sahaba. One of the times the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in responding to this kind of attitude, he mentions that the Holy Spirit, he call in Arabic it's Ruh al-Qudus, but what this is reference to is Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. So the angel Jibreel, he said, cast an inspiration into his heart. And that inspiration is that every soul shall not die except its allotted time shall be completed. And every soul shall attain its allotted risk, what has been given to it. But then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, right, one of the things he said, فَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ. Then he said, so be beautiful, make beautiful the nature by which you seek your risk, right? And he said, and let not one of you be responsible for the delay of his risk. Right? From the delay, istibta'u risqi. From that which delays his risk from applying, from coming to him, by what? An yatlubahu bima'siyatin. That he seeks it through that which is haram. Because why? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُنَالُ مَا عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِطَاعَتِهِ. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give whatsoever he stored up for his servants, except when that is sought for in the form of obedience. And so from the asbab, and from the means by which we have taysir, by which we have ease in our lives, and the means by which our risk comes to us in the correct form, in the correct way, at the correct time, is that we are busied and engaged with the halal, which includes the very means by which we are earning in the first place. For the Quran says, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Do not consume each other's wealth in a way that is false, unjust, or false. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would reference this way, he would often speak about the nature of that which is halal and that which is haram. And so he said, alayhi salatu wassalam, inna al-halal bayyin wa inna al-haram bayyin. He said, indeed the halal is clear and that which is haram is also clear. Bayyinun, it's very clear. وَبَيْنَهُمَا أُمُورٌ مُشْتَبِهَاتٌ. And between the two, the halal and the haram, are doubtful matters. لَا يَعْلَمُهُنَّ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Not many people know about these things. Very few people can distinguish now on some of these doubtful things. There are very few people who can really work it out. So then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَمَنِ اتَّقَى الشُّبُحَاتِ. For whomsoever guards themselves against falling into the doubtful matters, فَقَدْ اسْتَبْرَأَ لِدِينِهِ وَعِرْضِهِ. Then that is such a person who has safeguarded his religion and his honor. وَمَنْ وَقَعَ فِي الشُّبُحَاتِ. And whomsoever falls into that which is doubtful, وَقَعَ فِي الْحَرَامِ, has fallen into that which is haram. And this is exactly the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and exactly the way of the Sahabas. We find so many narrations of simple things, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam finds a date in his bed, and he says that I fear it might have been from charity, and then he doesn't eat it. Or he finds another narration on the authority of Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik. He finds what, a date on the floor. And he says, لَوْلَا أَن تَكُونَ مِنَ الصَّدَقَةِ لَأَكَلْتُهَا. If it wasn't for the fact that it might possibly be of charity, I would have eaten it. And why was that? Because don't forget, brothers and sisters, the Anbiya and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not take charity. He could not take charity in the means of himself, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that haram for him. And so in his own sunnah, we find this wara, this diligency to make sure that he's only taking the halal. And similarly, we find in the Sahaba, Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates, إِنِّي لَأُحِبُّ أَنْ أَدَعَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْحَرَامِ sutratan min al-halal. He said, indeed, I wish to place between me and that which is the haram a barrier of the halal. So they used to make sure that there are things that even people would say it's halal, but they wouldn't go close to, because if they go close to it, then the danger is they might fall into the haram. And this is known as someone who has wara, someone who's diligent in terms of seeking the halal. And brothers and sisters, why should we not, when one of the questions will be asked for on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, of those questions that we'll be asked about, is one of the, as the narration says in the Sahih Hadith, it says one of the things we'll be asked from is min ayna iktasabahu wa fima anfaqahu. He said we'll be asked in what manner did we earn our money, and from where, and in what manner did we spend it. So this is one of the ways that we have to train ourselves, and we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rizq that's halal and tayyiba, and we have to train ourselves and ask Allah to give us, and inshallah those of us who are in beautiful professions and beautiful ways of earning money, we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that, and then we should spend our money also on that which is halal and tayyib. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to be of these people who will be able to answer on that day in the best of ways, who will be able to have a hujjah, a supportive evidence in the nature of their answers, because that's a day when there's no cheat sheets, there's nothing you can pre-record and pretend. The reality of the affair will be disclosed in Yawm al-Qiyamah. And so, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسِبُوا. Take yourself to account before you will be taken to account. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to take ourselves to account, to bring about sincerity in our lives inwardly and outwardly. And with this, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to follow the way of his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and piety towards those he's ordered us to be, in a way of piety and dutiful towards. I say this and I ask forgiveness for me and for you, so seek his forgiveness, for he's the all forgiving and the all merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Ida'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.